Welcome back to More of the Money on 770 CHQR. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You know, Faisal, an interesting show today. I mean, the common theme here, if you think about it, is planning. Of course, there's some changes taking place or being proposed from a legal perspective. 1 in 10 Albertans, as you said, living in a common law relationship.
Here in Alberta, yep.
Here in Alberta. And there's some changes on the table that in 2020 could fundamentally change the way that you need to protect yourself or be fair or treat your common law spouse. Yeah. There's going to be some major changes.
It's a game changer from what you thought you were going into a common law relationship to what it's going to be in 2020 should there be a breakdown in that relationship.
Correct. And so planning, you know, becomes an important piece of that. There is some time to do that. The last segment, talking to Michelle, and we've talked about this on a number of occasions, but it is this planning. What I'm going to leave, everybody's clear on that, right? What we're retiring from is
correct.
Clear. It's not always clear what we're retiring to, and I think Michelle's research would certainly support our experience with our clients and other research that we've talked about.
So I sent a note out or a posted on my personal Facebook and LinkedIn page, and I said, keeping up with the Joneses can cause havoc in retirement.
Yeah.
Just be happy.
Yeah.
Just be happy. I think there's a lot of pressure on people to, number one, retire.
Right.
You're getting at that age. You should retire is what
right.
we hear.
Right.
Or how old are you? When are you going to retire?
Or you're viewed negatively if you don't retire. Well, there must be some problem, right? You can't afford to do it, right?
Correct.
It's that ageism, that impression of what retirement's supposed to mean, right? Which is totally wrong and changing.
Correct.
Right?
And then you also see individuals trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
So I have friends, neighbors, whatever it may be that are doing a certain thing. They're retired. They're traveling. They're doing all this fun stuff. I need to do it too.
Right.
And they look like they're doing well. They've got some money. I should be able to do it too.
Well, everybody's friends are always richer than them. Like it's amazing, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it's not true. And it's not even necessarily based on what the individual you're talking to wants.
And it doesn't matter.
Right.
And it really doesn't matter. Like Dave, you're wealthier than I am. I know that you've got more money than me. I don't care. I really don't care. And the reason why I can say that is because I know what happiness is for me.
Right.
And I think that's the key thing. Like, you and I will handle our retirements completely different. What you plan to do, what I plan to do are going to be night and day from each other.
Right.
But we're both going to be happy in retirement
right.
because we get to choose. And that's the beautiful part about retirement. We should change that word to financial independence.
Right.
You get to do the things you want to do.
You want to do.
When you want to do it.
At the pace you want to do
correct.
It.
Correct.
Right.
And I think that's what we're missing. And so when there's pressure of retirement, when there's pressure of I need income to support a certain lifestyle, the volatility of the markets like we're having right now magnify the fear.
Right.
It magnifies the issues that people have. And we've had conversations with many of clients who are concerned about this volatility. They're in fear. It's very difficult to start bringing out the mathematics.
Yeah,
and talk about logic or what's happened in the past or, you know, here's how the structure works. Here's our four buckets. It doesn't matter about that when it comes time to fear because I think it's you focus on one side of your brain, not the other side of your brain, which gives you the logic side. And during when either you're going to fight, flight, or, you know, freeze. Those are the three things you can do when there's a big issue in front of you. And that's where I see when people are trying to keep up with the Joneses, when people don't know what they're retiring to, they just need more.
Right.
They just need more, and they're going to take on more risk. They're going to make emotional decisions, which may not work out for them. And that causes a bigger problem.
But, you know, it's interesting, this issue of more. We've got a range of families that we work with, and they have a range of different wealths, and everybody worries about the same thing.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So when people say, I just want more, well, okay. How would that change your life? I'm going to go back to this planning, right? And it's this notion of, and we can cite lots of anecdotal evidence of clients who really have no reason to fear retirement. They're financially independent, but they may not have, they may not be clear themselves or as a couple what it is that makes them happy.
Correct.
What's contentment mean,
correct.
Right? And it will change, right? Like you say regularly in our seminars, you're view of retirement will change every couple of years. And there's lots of things in your life at that stage of life that will change the way you look at retirement.
Correct.
And that's okay. That's part of the process. That's normal.
So right? I sat down with a couple that wanted a second opinion this week, Dave, and I asked them, what's the definition of happiness in retirement?
Right.
And they looked at each other, and they looked at me, and they looked at each other, and the wife said to me, well, I just want him to stop working.
Right.
And I asked him, I go, is that your plan? And he goes, well, it's what she wants me to do, so maybe. And I go, okay, we'll back up here. Back up. That may not be the right strat. Before you pull the pin on that one,
right,
you might want to investigate. So I made them do an exercise, right? 31 things you want to do in retirement.
Right.
And the each individually, yep. Yep. Do not communicate your answers to each other
right.
until you've completed that list.
Right.
And then he asked one question. He goes, well, what do I write in those 31 things? And I go, that, exactly. What you want to do.
Yeah.
What's important to you, and what you're going to find out is what you value
right.
out of that, right? And so you're going to come up with things you can do together. Yeah, that's I call it just passing time, right?
Right.
It's things that you can do together. But what's your true definition of happiness? And in one of his responses, when he was saying, well, I can think about traveling, but I also want to start up my own business. And she looked at him and she goes, what? I never knew that.
Right.
He just wants to explore the concept right. of running his own business, being right. being in control of himself and his time.
Right.
And hey, maybe make a profit out of it too.
Right.
That's a different viewpoint. That's happiness for him.
Right.
And I'm not one to judge. I'm not living in his shoes. So right. I think that's a good thing. I think when we have these preconceived notions about what you should be doing based upon somebody else, and that could be
right.
somebody else's view. And I asked her, I said, why do you want him to retire? Why don't you want him to work anymore? Oh, well, my father passed away when he was 65, so I don't want this to happen to my husband.
Right.
And that was the trigger.
Right.
It had nothing to do with the money,
right.
had nothing to do with right. the concept of retirement. We come across with these baggages that right. we bring into the concept of retirement, and that those fears kind of overbear the reality of what it should be.
And isn't that an interesting point, right? So when you start going beneath the surface response and asking about it, right, what came out of that conversation for her is really a health bucket conversation. So what if you explore, right, get a proper health assessment, get that fear out of the way. He's fine. And then make lifestyle choices correct. That support that. Now we've got contentment.
And I had in my back of my head, I never said this to her, and I should have said something like, well, what if he retires and then dies at 65?
Right.
The response is the same. Like right. You don't want your husband to die at 65. I
right.
get that.
Right.
But I don't think it's the work that's killing him.
Right.
Maybe not. I don't know.
It could be. I mean, it could be a stress issue.
Could be.
Right?
Right.
For sure.
But there's that fear. And so we're bringing in our own baggage into the retirement conversation, which also brings in a lot of misconceived notions about
right.
how money should be run, how things should happen. And that's when you have market volatility like we're having, that just magnifies it.
It does. Let's go back to the 31 for a second, because I want you to share your experience when you do these things. Do all 31 items necessarily, or should they match?
Absolutely not.
Right.
That's I've never seen that happen.
Right.
And if it did, it would scare me.
Right.
I would probably start to cry because it shouldn't.
Right. It
You're
shouldn't.
Two individual people. You right. didn't meet because you do everything the same.
Correct.
And you'll find that people write down things like, I'm going to go for a walk.
Right.
But then what are you going to do for the other, 42 years of your life? Right. People are living 100 now. Like yeah. there's a lot of years in retirement.
Right.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your time?
Right.
And when you go through the 31 things to do in retirement, it's usually the last 11 where your true values start to come out.
Yeah, you're digging deep.
Yeah,
you're digging deep at that point.
Because whatever the media or marketing has yeah. been pushed on you about what the glamour of retirement is usually
right.
comes out right out the get-go.
Right.
But the true meaning of what's important to you is usually in the last 11. So I challenge every single listener to try doing that. 31 things you want to do in retirement. Have your significant other, if you have one, do it separately from you, and then compare your responses to each other at the end, and you'll build a he list, a she list, and a we list.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of figure out what you guys can do together and what you can do individually, and then what's most important to you.
Right. And then let's take it one step further. So once you've got that list, if you've done it, and we'll take your word that you've done it, email us, call us, we'll send you a copy of our book free.
There we go.
Right? Bulletproof your retirement. We'll give you the framework of how to take those 31 things, he, she, we, put it into a framework that allows you to be content and bulletproof your retirement.
Beautiful. Love it.
Okay. We got to wrap it up, my friend. We got a seminar coming up in January. Let's talk about that, and then we'll close off another show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how you bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400, or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, and a reminder that you can access any of our past segments on morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them delivered directly to you. All you have to do is search for More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.